You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
So our scripture reading for today, our gospel reading, is taken from the gospel according to Luke chapter 13 verse 1 to 9. I'm reading from the Revised Standard Version, RSV. There were some present at that very time who told Jesus of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered thus? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And Jesus told this parable. A man who had a fig tree planted in the vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Lo, these 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I have found none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And the vine dresser answered, "Let it alone, sir, this year also, till I dig about it and put on manure. And if it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, then you can cut it down." Sisters and brothers, in these human words, God's word is heard. So Lent is a time we are called to have greater awareness. So Lent, siyempre, pag-Lent talaga, even among Protestants, especially mainland Protestants, ito talaga yung pinagdidikdikan ang kasalanan, ang repentance, no? Abstinence, fasting, prayer, pag-Lent, no? Pag-Kwaresma. Lalo na pag Holy Week na. Siyempre, yung mga Katoliko, kita natin, bibisita iglesia, nag-seven last words, etc., etc. Daming religious activities, no? Driving the ideas of sin, repentance, driving it to the point, no? Driving the nail to these ideas. Which I also say din naman that the problems for the past 3 Sundays, I've been saying na ang mga ideas na to ay hindi lang pang-Lent. It is a season that reminds us of the things that we should be aware of all throughout the year. Ngayon, sa ating lectionary, mahirap na kwento nga ito. This is the lectionary story today. Even drives the nail even further and even deeper. Actually, very horrible yung ano nga kasi may pinatay at yung dugo ay inalay. Merong nabagsakan ng tore. No? So we have to see ourselves and to check ourselves regarding sin and repentance and see ourselves into this narrative. Tignan natin ngayong Lent. No? Tignan natin if kailangan, paano ba itong konsepto ng sin and repentance? In a new way. In a different way. Kasi, tanggapin natin lahat tayo ay nagkakasala pa rin. No? Hindi, at least personally, I don't know about your personal theologies, but this is something I also teach in this church. I don't believe and I do not recognize in the scriptures that what some churches would preach na once saved, always saved. No, parang bang pag binago na, yung binago na ako ng Panginoong Hesus Kristo, para bang hindi ka na nagkakasala, hindi ka na nagkakamali. No? Hindi, para sa akin, hindi yun totoo. No? Otherwise, hindi mo na kailangan ng Diyos kung hindi ka na nagkakamali. Hindi mo na rin kailangan pumunta sa simbahan. No? Tingnan natin, let's see, baka kaya tayo kailangan mag-fasting kasi hindi lang siya fasting for Lent. Baka fasting siya regularly. Maybe the kind of life and culture we have right now in Metro Manila requires us to look at fasting as a way of changing our lifestyle. We might be already eating too much, too often, all the time. Na hindi lang siya masama sa ating katawan, masama na siya sa ating kaluluwa. Ang Lent ay nagpapaalala sa atin na bilang Kristiyano, at kung talagang Kristiyano ka, kahit gaano ka progresibo sa mga matatagal na sa MCC, hindi lang Lent nagdadasal. Kailangan po natin magdasal. At ang pagdadasal, at least here in MCC, okay naman yung humihiling, humihingi sa Diyos, pero baka more of prayer as something that changes you over time. Something that is conversational between you and God. God who sees everything about you. So, pag-usapan natin ang kwento ng kasalanan na sinasabi dito sa napakahirap na kwentong ito. So, sa lectionary, tila ba sinasabi ni Jesus sa kanyang mga alagad, with his followers, na kung hindi sila magre-repent, matutulad sila sa mga Galileo pinatay ni Pilato. At matutulad sila dun sa 18 taong namatay sa pagbagsak ng tore. Pag hindi kayo nagbago, traditional na relihiyon, lalo na Kristiyanong relihiyon, hindi ka nagbago. Pag hindi ka tumalikod sa pagiging bakla. Ganyan. Para bang ganun ang sinasabi ni Jesus? So magbago ka. Ibahin mo ang buhay mo. Kasi may mangyayaring masama sa iyo. Tulad ng sa kanila. Parang ganun yung sinasabi ni Jesus, no? At face value, if you read the story. But I do not fully agree with that. I do not fully agree with that simplistic interpretation and the traditional interpretation that has been perpetuated for hundreds or thousands of years. But also being mindful, let us be aware that the Gospel of Luke was written 40 to 50 years after the historical Jesus. No? Almost 50 years after Jesus. So, yung mga pinatay ni Pilato at tinalo ang dugo sa sagradong alay ay hindi ko mapaniwalaan na pinatay sila, ang kanilang pagkamatay, pinatay sila dahil direktang related ito sa kanilang mga personal na kasalanan. Hindi ko matanggap yun. Namatay sila kasi isang karumal-dumal na tao na tulad ni Pilato ang pumatay sa kanila, period. Namatay sila dahil may pumatay sa kanila. Parang rape. May na-rape kasi may rapist. Walang ibang rason. Same here. They were killed because gago si Pilato at ang mga Romano. Sobrang gago ni Pilato na maski ang mga kapwa niyang Romano, kinailangan siyang tanggalin from Palestine. You know, Romans were known to be so ang laki ng Roman Empire, no? They were known to be cruel people, militaristic. No? The lands, the nations, the peoples that they conquered are taxed heavily, are suppressed when there is rebellion against the empire. So they are known to be there is a general consensus that to some extent Romans are cruel already. But for someone, for an empire that is known for cruelty, to actually take one of its leaders, famous leaders, and accuse that leader to be cruel, to be bloodthirsty, to be authoritarian, na sila mismo as an empire is already authoritarian, it only means sobrang gago nito ni Pilato. Sobrang gago niya, historically, aside from what is written in the Gospels, there are other historical writings that wrote about Pilate, how gago si Pilate. Diba? And that's the only reason why these people died, and not because they were sinners. At yun nga, sa sobrang kagaguhan niya sa kwento, to add injury to the murder, hinalo nga yung dugo sa ano, sa alay sa templo ng mga Hudyo as an insult to the Jews. Yung isa pang kwento, namatay dahil bumagsak ang tore. I do not believe that they were nabagsakan ng tore dahil yun ay parusa sa kanila dahil sila ay makasalanan. No. Bumagsak lang talaga ang tore. No? Yun lang talaga siya. Ang mga naniniwala na sa ganitong kaisipan ay para bang katulad ng mga tao o mga Kristiyano nagsasabi, kaya nasalanta ang Leyte ng Yolanda ay dahil mga Katoliko silang sumasamba sa mga rebulto. May sabi niya na during the time kasagsagan ng Yolanda or nung lumindol sa Bohol sa may Visayan region at nagsibagsakan ang mga Roman Catholic churches, yung mga tore, mga centuries old na ano, at sabi ng ilang Kristiyano, yan ang patunay na hindi sila, wala sila sa grasya ng Diyos. Hindi ako, naniniwala ba kayo doon? Do you believe in that? Do you believe in that? At dahil Metro Manila hindi na dinaanan ng Yolanda, ibig sabihin, ang holy-holy, ang banal-banal at bait-bait ng mga taga-Metro Manila. Ganun ba yun? Totoo ba yun? So no, I don't believe in this kind of theology. I don't believe in this kind of interpretation of this story of Jesus. I do not believe na porque tayo ay hindi nasalanta, tayo ay buhay, tayo ay sagana, ay ibig sabihin tayo ang blessed ni Lord. At tayo ang mga dalisay. I do not think that in this story, Jesus was simply saying that bad things happen to bad people if they do not change. No, that's not what Jesus was saying in this story. I think what Jesus was saying is that everyone has a tendency to be bad. That everyone, dahil sa kultura, dahil sa lipunan ng ating ginagalawan, tayong lahat ay na-form, na-mold ng ating lipunan towards certain things that makes us all sinful. That makes all of us sinful. Lahat tayo, bawat isa sa atin, ay may pagkamakasarili. Lahat tayo ay mapanghusga, mapagmataas. Lahat tayo ay may kapasidad na maging bayolente. At may kapasidad na pumatay tulad ni Pilato at ng mga Romano. Sinabi niya sa kanyang mga alagad, ang basa ko dito is, kasi may nag-report nga sa kanya, no? May nag-report sa kanya that some Galileans were killed in their blood, etc., etc. So, Jesus answered them with unless you repent, unless you, you will be like, but what if you, pay close attention to what Jesus was actually saying is that Jesus is saying, who are you to think that you are any better than them simply because they died? Who are you to think that they died because they are the sinners and that you are not, or that your sin is less than theirs? God, or Jesus Christ, wants them to think about themselves, to look upon themselves, that they are not above those who were killed or who experienced calamity. Do not think that simply because they are alive and perhaps those who are around Jesus have good lives, therefore they are favored by God. Examine for a moment that perhaps you yourselves are sinners. And if you think that bad things can only happen to them, it can certainly happen to any one of us. Jesus, in this story, was making a rhetorical point using their own poisonous ideas in their heads against them. So Jesus urges them to, sabi niya, to repent. Anong nai-imagine nyo? Anong words na pumapasok sa isip nyo pag narinig nyo yung sinasabi ni Father o ni Pastor yung salita, mag-repent kayo? Anong word ang lumilitaw sa word na repent?
Sin.
Pag sinani mo sa kanya. Ano?
Change.
Talikuran.
Ano pa?
Confess.
Sorry. To be sorry. Yun yan. Yan ang na-imagine natin, no? Primarily to confess sinfulness. Pero napakadaming nuances din ng salitang sin and sinfulness, no? Pero generally, pag repent, parang ganun lang. Ako, at least na-imagine ko, paano na-imagine ng mga tao pag sinabing repent? So dapat, pupunta kang simbahan, either, depende kung courageous ka, kausapin mo si Father para mag-repent, or humarap ka lang sa altar at mag-sorry ka, Lord, sorry. Parang ganun lang na-imagine ko eh. I don't know about others. Sorry. Repent has been traditionally imagined and believed to be simply being sorry. And if it is ever about change in reference to sin, it means, oh, wag ka nang magsisinungaling. Oh, wag ka nang magsimba ka na every Sunday. Ay, ganyan, di ba? Ganyan ang nung lumalaki tayo, ganyan, di ba? Wag ka nang mag-miss ng church. Ganyan. Pag sinabi magbago ka, dapat direct opposite, magsimba ka na. Oh, wag ka nang manood ng porn. Ganyan, di ba? Petty sins, personal sins, individual sins. You might even ask yourself if such certain things are actually sin. So Jesus urges them to repent. The Greek word is metanoia. Metanoia. Which is actually, nabanggit ko na to before, even in NCCCP, hindi siya actually repentance. Metanoia means transformation. Last week was transfiguration. Transformation means a total change of you. It's not just about doing or not doing petty stuff, small stuff. No? It means an overall change. A totally different you. A totally different way of thinking about things, and therefore totally different way of relating to others. It is like, to be transformed is like falling deeply in love for the first time. Do you still remember? Remember niyo ba? The very first love of your life. Ang unang-unang taong iniyakan mo. Or ang unang-unang taong talagang naramdaman mong everything is good in life. Do you still remember the very first time you fell in love? Transformation is like that. You are a totally different person and you see the world totally different. And suddenly you do things differently. You are more inspired. You are more, ano, mas gusto mong gumawa ng iyong thesis.
Oh.
Dahil inspired ka. Diba? Being transformed is also related to that. It's like your first heartbreak with this first love. It changes who you are, either for good or for bad. It changes you in your first heartbreak. Either that you will be a better person in your next relationship, or that you will be
the same
as your ex-partner. You know? But it is change. That's the kind of transformation we are talking about. To be transformed is like surviving a near-death accident, either of yourself or of someone you really love. No? Ano ba, cancer survivor ang mother? Yeah. And because of surviving, your priorities and your values suddenly change radically. From being irritable, you suddenly become more patient and considerate, more forgiving, and more generous of others. To be transformed. At ito naman sa mga seminarista ito, ng aming seminaryo. To be transformed is to walk hundreds and thousands of kilometers to cross rivers and streams until you meet the Luma tribe sa taas ng bundok in Sarangani and to experience, to see and observe the trauma that they have experienced because of militarization and constant evacuation. Hindi ko experience yan. Experience ni Pastora Carlene yan. The experience transformed her and changed her totally. To be transformed and to be changed is to see for the first time, the people who are struggling to survive in San Lazaro Hospital, in RITM, or in PGH. To be transformed by that. In our lectionary story today, in my limited interpretation, kasi hirap na hirap ako dito kahapon, it is not saying that bad things will happen if you do not follow rules and regulations. That you will be punished if you do a selfie when you're alone. Or that you are no longer a virgin when you get married. No. That's not what is being said here. What Jesus is saying to his followers who reported to him about the terrible crime of Pilate is that all of us, like those who died, are sinners. All of us are sinners. All of us are wounded. All of us are broken. And all of us have a tendency to hurt others. Our sins, and not only individually, but we have to think socially. Our sins are not just individual, our sins are collective. Our sins are structural sins because some of our sinfulness is brought about by our culture. Our culture, our nation, we as a people, we are all guilty. All of us are possessed by empire. All of us are possessed by empire. The tendency to dominate and to think of ourselves as better than others. Uy, ako mas maganda sa kanya. Sa mga bakla, ako sa puso niya. Ako, o hindi naman, meron naman. Alam kong pangit ako, pero mas pangit siya. Pero tingnan yan, di ba? Perspective. Kung pangit ka, may mga ganyan sa mga bakla eh. Kung pangit ka, tumabi ka sa mas pangit sa'yo. Mga ganyan, di ba? We are all possessed by empire. The tendency to think that you are better and above everyone else. To think that the sins of others are far worse than your sins. Not realizing that we are part of a collective sin. And this collective sin are expressed in our individual lives through the complacency to materialistic consumerism, of selfish individualism. Ang individualism, hindi naman siya necessarily masama. Pero much of our individualism comes from Western ideas and it is actually selfish. And consequence of that is apathy towards the prevalence of suffering, poverty, and pain in our world, in our country. A Christian country that cannot solve poverty. A Christian country that has the highest record of killings for journalists. Ever since. I'm not talking about this administration. Ever since. One of the most dangerous countries for journalists. Let us not think that we are better than those who were struck with calamity. Baka masyado na tayong komportable sa mga ivory towers natin. At ang tingin natin sa ibang tao ay puro nasa baba. Baka nga matulad tayo hindi lang sa Tower of Siloam, kung hindi sa Tore ni Babel. What Jesus is asking His followers then and now is to look inside of us and look at our lives individually and collectively and ask ourselves, have we actually changed? Have we actually transformed for the better? No, mga Christian, laking sakit ng Christianismo yan. Kahit saan simbahan ka pumunta, hopefully hindi dito. Sakit ng Kristiyano yan. Palaging tinitignan ang kasalanan ng iba. Ang individual na kasalanan ng iba. Yung mga maliliit, hindi lang basta kasalanan, mga maliliit na walang kakwenta-kwentang personal na buhay ng ibang tao. Thinking that they are better. So Jesus is asking the followers, look on yourself. There is nothing that irritates Jesus more than for him to hear someone say, oh, I'm better. There's another story in the Gospels na-invade na naman si Jesus. Isang tax collector at isang Pharisee na sumasamba sa templo. At narinig ni Jesus ang panalangin nitong Pharisee. Na ang sabi, buti na lang hindi ako tulad ng tax collector. And there is nothing that irritates Jesus more than to hear people say that I am a better sinner than this sinner. So Jesus is asking us to look at ourselves, yes, on an individual basis, but also on a collective basis. Have we changed? Are we thinking of changing? Regardless of sexuality or gender identity, regardless of nationality or race, we are all sinful. And we need the process of change. We need the process of metanoia. More than just being sorry. Are we in the process of changing? Are we in the process of transforming ourselves towards bearing fruits? towards bearing fruits. Fruits that can be harvested and that can be used to feed others. Kasi baka naman ikaw ay sobrang blessed mo, para kang puno, lahat na kinakain mo. Binibigyan ka na ng ano to, binibigyan ka na ng fertilizer, dinidiligan ka na, may araw, may hangin, lahat na. Pero hindi ka man lang namumunga. Are you transforming yourself? Are you growing so that you may bear fruits that can feed others? Literally and metaphorically. Lent is a journey and a process not just for the months of March and April. It is a journey and a process we do our whole lives. It is a process of looking inside of us instead of judging the sins of others. We must look inside and look into the mirror. Sino yung may hawak ng mirror? Let us look inside and see our face in the mirror. Check. Baka kamukha na natin si Pilato. If you take metanoia seriously, metanoia, transformation, if you take it seriously and for its true meaning, Lent is not asking you to be sorry or to repent. Lent is asking you to begin the process of change and transformation by journeying so that you may encounter people. Diba na sabi kanina? Transformation is like falling in love. You fell in love because you encountered someone. Transformation is like a breakup because of the encounter that is already breaking up. Transformation is like you surviving an accident or your mother surviving an accident. It is about encounter. Transformation is like going to the most terrible places on earth, and that changes you. So Lent is asking you to change, and change can only happen when you encounter people. People that are different from you. People who does not live the same life as you. Whose religion is not the same as yours. Whose Christian version is not the same as yours. You want to be transformed, meet Jesus in people's lives. Let the journey and encounter transform you so that you may become a tree that grows and a tree that feeds and nourishes others by the fruit that you produce. This we must do. Ito ang kailangan natin gawin. In the name of the one whose life and whose teachings we claim to follow. Jesus, our crucified Lord. Amen.